This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I want to speak out of sugya very briefly. The Gemara says that the Mishnah describes the obligation a husband has to provide for his wife through a third party, potentially. And he has to provide her with clothing and shoes. So the Gemara says, you're providing her with clothing once a year and shoes three times a year. The Gemara uses an unusual expression. This Tana, he's not wearing any clothing, but he's wearing shoes. Like, it's like an unusual situation. You're giving her so many pairs of shoes, she doesn't even have enough clothing. So Gemara says, the Tana lived in a mountainous area that the women needed shoes three times a year. And the Chiddush is, you should give it to her on the Yom Tov so that she should be able to enjoy it. So this Gemara alludes to the mitzvah of being misameach one's wife on Yom Tov. And in an area where she needs shoes three times a year, you should get her shoes, specifically schedule the purchase for Yom Tov. So we're going to talk about the mitzvah to be misameach one's wife on the regal. If you look in Or HaChaim, on Siman Tav Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Beis, Chayiv Adam Li Yisameach V'Toiv Lev B'Moed. Person is obligated to be happy and joyous on Yom Tov. Who? Him, V'Ishta, and his wife, U'Banav, and his children, V'Chol Hanilvim, Elav, and everyone that's part of his camp. Ketzad Mesamchan, how do you make them rejoice? HaKetanim Noisin Lohem Kloyes Ve'Agoizem. The ketanim, you give them toasted grains. And women, you buy them clothing in accordance with their in accordance with your money. Okay, so from here we see that a person has to be misameach his wife. The chiyuv stems from the mitzvah v'samacht b'chagecha. Chayiv Adam Li Yisameach V'Toiv Lev V'Samachta B'Chagecha Ata V'Bincha V'Bitecha, your whole family. So we're just going to analyze the mitzvah of being Misameach, one's wife. Is the mitzvah that the wife has to be happy? Or is the mitzvah that you need to make her happy? Whose mitzvah is it? The Sharei Tshuva brings from the Shagas Aryeh. It says, Ayin b'shagas Aryeh misimin samachea simin samachtes hela de mitzvah shel simchas yamtiv hu mitzvah sased mea toira afilu bizman hazeh. It's a mitzvah midairaisa, even nowadays. Meaning it has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, it's nothing to do with karbanos. V'noheges gam b'noshim, and it applies by women also. Even though we don't have karbanos anymore, it's possible to be mekayim the mitzvah with other types of joy. Now the Shagas Aryeh says that, you know, it says ach, which means the mitzvah of simcha begins the first day. The first night of Yom Tov, she'ein simcha lefanav, that there's no mitzvah yet. Ein mitzvah simcha nayeg b'yamin ator rak midrabanan. Okay, that's the shita of the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh seems to be saying there's a mitzvah midoraisa for a woman to be besimcha. Why am I talking about this? I saw an amazing Rabbi Kivega last night. If I were to ask you, what's the halacha? If you forget ritzei in benching on Shabbos, do you have to bench again? Absolutely. If you forget it Friday night, do you have to bench again? Yes. If you forget it Shabbos day, do you have to bench again? Yes. What if you forget it Shalosh Shudas? Do you need to bench again? No, because even though we paskin, you need to wash. But there are shitois that we don't hold like. There are shitois that you don't have to. So therefore, suffik brachas alhaka. But the two sudois of Shabbos, if you forget ritzei, you have to bench again, because since you're obligated to eat a suda, Therefore, because of Shabbos, so Ritzei is an integral part of the benching. What if somebody forgets, what if a woman forgets Ritzei in benching on Shabbos? Does she have to bench again? Yes. Why? Because women also have to have Sudais on Shabbos. Why do women have to have Sudais on Shabbos? Women have to have Sudais on Shabbos because since they're chayiv and not violating Shabbos, they're chayiv in Zachar. Yeah? Zachar v'shamar b'dibur achanemra. So women have to eat Sudais on Shabbos, and therefore if they forget Ritzei, they have to bench again. The million-dollar question, friends, and I didn't know this, is what if a woman forgets Yala v'yavai on Yom Tif? Is a woman obligated to have Sudais on Yom Tif? So you say, why not? Why wouldn't a woman be obligated to have Sudais on Yom Tif? Well, it's going to depend whether the mitzvah of Simcha is on women. Pashtus, according to the Shagis Aryeh, the mitzvah of Simcha is on women. But maybe you'll say there's no mitzvah of Simcha on a woman. The mitzvah of Simcha is the man has to be Mesameach, the woman. And in that case, maybe a woman who forgets Yalav Yavai on Yom Tif would not have to repeat Berachas HaMazon. Watch this. This is Shalos HaTshuvos Rabbi Akiva Eger, Simen Aleph. Okay? So it's Kedai. You're at the Chanukah party. You say to your kids, your family, hey, anybody know the first tshuva in Rabbi Akiva Eger? Whoever knows the first tshuva in Rabbi Akiva Eger gets Chanukah gelt. Yeah, but when I say Chanukah, you get chocolate coins, but not even the big one or the medium size. I'll give you the small one. No, I'm joking. You could be more generous than that. You could give them the medium size one if they know this also. Rabbi Akiva Eger wants to know, if somebody forgets Yalav Yavai, Al oidois bnei beiso sheshakchoi lahazker shal chag berachas hamazon v'chazroi ubarcho. And Rav Tevel said one time he forgot when he was young, and the rabbi said not to go back. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger that you did the right thing that you benched again. And this Rav Tevel who told you not to, no question that he's an old man and he forgot his learning. And probably what happened, this Reb Tevel, who says that he remembered they told him not to, he's not remembering correctly. It probably happened on Rosh Chodesh, not on Yom Tov. Everybody knows on Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav V'yava, you don't go back in benching. But on Yom Tov, if you forget Yalav V'yava, you do go back. But V'al kol zeh, elu nishalti anoich al kacha. If I was asked, Anybody who is an adult, if he's a male, he should go back and bench. But not women. Women do not go back on Yom Tif if they forget Yalav Yavai. Why? Because is a woman allowed to fast on Yom Tif? What? A woman's allowed to fast on? What about the mitzvah of Simcha? A woman doesn't have a mitzvah of Simcha. You have a mitzvah of Simcha to make her happy. But she doesn't have a mitzvah to be happy. There's no chiyuv for a woman to have a suda on Yom Tif. Your mitzvah l'samcha. Not that she's chayiv to be mesamech. The time of the dimishum the ishladim the ishum utaras l'sanis b'yamtiv. A woman's allowed to fast on Yom Tov. This are times b'yamtiv nerushu v'din oineg. Why are you not allowed to fast on Yom Tov? Because of oineg v'chein hu b'rambam. V'arei mitzvahs oineg hu b'chal mitzvahs asay da'atzeres tiyah lachem d'darshinon minei chatzi l'ashem chatzi lachem. V'im keim loitei mitzvah zu adifa mikol mitzvahs asay shazman grama shanashim paturois. Aye, women are chayiv in Yom Tov. Women are only chayv in the asay of not working. So they're not in the mitzvah of tainug, so they're mutter to fast. Not only according to the Ravid, who paskins that a woman baila mesamcha she'al abal mutal achiyav lesamcha aval hi eina b'chiyav zeh. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, Loi mibe, according to the Ravid, that the mitzvah of simcha is on the man l'samcha, but she's not mechuyev in simcha. Ela af l'das halecha mishnah. Dehi mechuyeves b'simcha. Mikal makoim. Hainu da asur b'hesed tes. The woman's not a Jewish judge or fast. V'li oisla simcha b'shiz yayinu basar. Maybe a woman has to eat, drink wine and eat meat. Avol mikal makoim nira de'ena mechuyeves b'achilas pas. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, women, maybe you'll say she has to drink wine, she has to eat meat. She does not have to eat bread. De nira de achilas pas eno mitzad chiyav simcha. You don't need bread for a simcha. Because on Shabbos there's no chiyav simcha, but you have to eat bread. Ela nira de min kavoy Shabbos likvaya suda ala lechem. Va kibud va oinegim simcha tre milen enu. Kavoyd and simcha are two different things. So there's a mitzvah to be mechabed Shabbos, and women have to be mechabed Shabbos, so they have to eat bread. And the proof that kavod and simcha are two different things, the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, and Hilchos Yom Tov says, it's a mitzvah to honor the Shabbos. So too, it's a mitzvah to honor Yom Tov. And then in Halacha Yud Zayin, he says that it's Aser Behesped of a Tainus, and you have to be Besimcha. That's Mashma, Kavoid, and Simcha are two different things. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it comes out, on Shabbos, the obligation to eat bread is not because of Simcha, it's because of Kavoid. So women are Chayiv in Kavoid on Shabbos. And it could be, since Hashem was mevarech and mekadesh Shabbos with man, which is called lechem, so there's a chiyuv to be koivei asuda on lechem. V'imkein yeshamer degam b'yomtiv midin simcha hayasagi v'basar v'yayin. On yomtiv, where it's midin simcha, it's enough to have meat and wine. And on Chol HaMoed, which is a chi of simcha, you don't have to have bread. There's a chi of, listen carefully. On Chol HaMoed, you have to eat meat, you have to drink wine, you don't have to wash. Because pas is midin kavod. There's no kavod on Chol HaMoed. There's only simcha. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, in that case, ein nashim chayavos b'mitzvas achilas pas b'yomtiv. Therefore, because it's a mitzvah shazman grama, v'imkain hadron ladina debishakcha lahaskar me'ein yomtiv v'rzamazan ein tzar lachzavarech. A woman who forgets yala v'yava yan yomtiv does not have to bench again. A man has to bench because a man has to be mechabed yomtiv. A woman has to have simcha. That's a whopper. What Rosh Chodesh is for men, namely, there's no chi of pas, Yom Tif is for women. Ah, but the first night of Pesach, where she's mechuyev to eat matzah, because kol sheyeshnam about toicha chametz, or Shabbos, if she forgets what say, she's mechuyev in the mitzvah of Kiddush, Zachar v'Shamar, so she's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos. She's mechuyev in Gimel Sudais and Levtsaya Ashtei Kikarois. So therefore, if a woman forgets what say on Shabbos, she has to bench again. If she forgets Yalav Yaveh the first night of Pesach, she has to bench again. I didn't know this, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, a woman who forgets Yalav Yavai on Yom Tif does not have to bench again. Halacha l'maisa, you should know. In the footnotes, they bring many Achroinim arguing Rabbi Kivager, and they say a woman does have to bench again. Look in the Pischei Tshuva Simon Kuf Peches. Rabbi Vosner Paskins, Since there's a machloikas, it's a suffik, and if she forgets Yalla v'yavay, she does not go back. Wow. Very interesting. Seems like halach lemais, if a woman forgets the Yalla v'yavay on Yom Tov, except for the first night of Pesach, she would not bench again. Not everyone agrees with Rabbi Kiveger, but the Shevet HaLevi says it's at least a safek, and safek bracha islahaka. Rabbi Isai, a freilich and Chanukah. Thank you very much. Good, everybody good?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.